After that, 002, Simon Samachalos is Bez, Asher Anu Chilut Savacho Hayom, which is how you should say it, not Asher Anu Chilut Savacho Hayom Alam Avecha. Hainu Lomar, and the point of Asher Anu Chilut Savacho Hayom, we really have this similar type, Limud call it, Diuk and Pasuk call it, by Hayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, by Torah. Hainu Lomar, the point being that it should always be as if it's today, B'chol Yom Yuh B'necha Kechadoshim, not stale, not old, not by habit, not by rote, not something I know already, but there should be a sense, somehow you have to work out a sense of excitement, a sense of chiddush. V'lo k'misha kvar shama also harbei po'omim she'eno chaviv etzlo. And so it's not just a question of chaviv, it's the whole, everything. Avos Hashem, kabbalos ol malchus shemayim, kabbalos ol mitzvahs. You have to try really to work it up twice a day to feel it as if it's new, as if like you're making a decision now to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim, like you're reiterating the ol mitzvahs, the avos Hashem, all the things that we learned in the first sif that you're supposed to be thinking about by Kriya Shema, the be'ema b'yira b'resus of Isaiah, the readiness to die ol kiddush Hashem. You have to summon up those feelings, you know, fresh, afresh.
This is the only place, though, he gives a type. He gives a particular kavana, machaber,
to what?
In the Kriya Shema. It's a little unusual, no? It's not. It's more like a. Not that it's a gadot, but it's not. You know, he's not quoting from a Rishon or from a poskim.
You're talking about the din of Kachadoshim? The din of Kachadoshim.
It's halacha. You should have that in mind. It sounds more like something.
I have to correct you. Yeah. You don't have to have this in mind. This is the way you should say it. You don't have to think in mind, oh, it's like today. He's telling you how to act. You should act as if it's fresh and new. Like like you're reading the newspaper. The difference, okay. Like there's some newspapers you read, like there's some weeklies, they have the same thing every week. They just change the date. We used to, okay, what's an hour maybe, okay. What? Etzlo, because of the prima godam shalachas kama v'chamot tzorech she'yiru lahodin b'chol pa'am masha omer. Don't fall into the habit, like, you know, once you know it by heart, so you just say it by heart, and you don't think afresh what everything means. I guess it's an exhortation. Just like your attitude has to be fresh and new and excitement, I guess, so you should realize, it means every time you have to think again what all the words mean. And not just end up saying it again. Below the gross of the Marutza Kafiya Herga, which can easily happen, like within 2 weeks of being by mitzvah, Barak Lotzis Yudei Kriya, that's really a chiddush. You find that concept by tefillah. I'm always amazed by tefillah. I must have said it around 100 times, that I'm always amazed that by tefillah, if you feel like you're davening to be Yotze, you're chayvus tefillah, that's terrible, and you're probably not even Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah is very mesupik. Perhaps you're not Yotze. You have to daven with a freshness. You have to daven ketachnunim, rosh. You can't daven because you have a chiyuv to be Yotze. And this is interesting that the Prima Godim says it, like sort of by Kriya Shema too, Varak losis yidei Kriya. But you have to say it like to be Makabal Malchus Shemayim, to declare that Hashem is one. Idea of readiness to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Okay, it's very, very, very hard to do this twice a day. But the truth is only to ordinary people it's hard. If you see, I was zocher to daven many times with Rav Moshe Feinstein and with Rav Henkin on the east side. The bigger people, they do it like you see it. They say the Chazon Ish, people that davened with the Chazon Ish, like he would literally tremble when he said Kriya Shema every single day, twice a day. Okay, Siv Gimel. B'kriya Shema yesh resh mem hei tevos, which is the cheshbon of letters of words, I'm sorry. So, it's with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Vaed, and it's without the word, Emes. With Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Vaed, and without the word, I'm going to say Emes, and I'm going to say it around 100 times in the next 15 minutes, but it's MS. But I spoke it out once, and that's just. So you should say it, when you say Kriya Shema, you should say MS, not MS. My third grade Rebbe used to teach us MS ze Sheker. Sheker ze MS. But that song ruined it for everybody. MS, MS. He just doesn't go, MS, MS. The Kriyashma Yeshreshman Hei Tables, that's with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Vaed, and without MS, it's 245. You want to do 248. Kutei Lahashlam Reishman Ches Kenegede Borav Shalodam, because there's an Inyan that the words of Kriyashma are protective of the Eivorim. Torah is certainly protective of the Eivorim, the Gemara in Bracha says. We don't know exactly what this means. You know, I'll just leave it at that. Somehow it's protective of the Eivorim Shel Adam, and you want to have 248. And we'll see the Mechaber Ramah take the tour. The Rishonim took this very, very, very seriously. Like, really? And they make all sorts of cheshbonos and numerical cheshbonos to figure out how you can come to 248. They took it very seriously. So we should realize, even if we don't know what it means exactly, but we should realize it's very real. They took it seriously, not just a remez. So how do you get to another three words in there? Now you're not counting emes. So Mishayim Shliach Tzibur Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So for that to work, 245 plus 3, so in the Chazan you are counting the word Emes. That's a little strange. Like, by you, you don't count the word Emes, and by him you do. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chozav Omer B'Kol Rom, I mean, the Chazan says all three words, and then he says aloud, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So that's the question. But if you would count both times the word Emes, you would end up with 249. So we'll see. We'll see. Haggah. You're being yotze from him. Some even use the classic idea that he has to have in mind to be motzi you, and you have to have in mind to be yotze. In some sources, that's how it talks about it. Like mamish in that sense of shomea ka'one. Although the Shari Tshuva speaks out that if you're in the middle of Kriya Shema still, you could listen to his Hashem Elokeichem Emes. It's not a problem. It's like listening to Kedusha in the middle of Shemona Esrei, according to many Rishonim, according to the way we paskin, that Shomea Ka'ona you can do even in the middle of Shemona Esrei, but it's not a hefsik. So here, even if you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, you can listen to Hashem Elokeichem Emes for your three words, and it's not a problem of Kriya L'Mafreya, that you're not really reading it in order. Okay. So that's what the Ramah says. The Ramah holds the Hayachid wrote so Gam Kain La Omram Imashliach Tzibur Ein Iser B'davar. Okay, we don't do it, or not the Ashkenazim, I should say, don't do it. V'Imukore B'Yachid. What happens if you're reading Kriya Shema? So when we're in first grade, they told us to say Kel Malach Naman, but now we're learning, so we'll see. It's a bit more complicated than that. So the Mechaber says Yichavim B'Tezva Vavin Shebeemes V'Yatziv. There's 15 words in a row that have a Vav and has the first letter V'Yatziv and Achol Mekayem Yeshur, etc. So what's 15 times 6 is 90 Sheolim Tishim V'Heim Kneged Shaloi Sheshemus Havaya. Not exactly, 26 times 3 is 78, but Shekol Shem Ole Ezra Meshesh, but V'Arba Osiyosov is counted, Heim Shloshim, so that's 30, That's right. That's 90. That's your 90. So that's three words, right? That's three words, three shemos of Hashem, so to speak. So that's your 90. So that's what the Mechaber says. A yachid should have in mind 6 times 15 is 90. 90 is the numerical values, sort of three shemos of Avoya, if you count the letters. It's 30, 60, 90. So that's your three words. Agav yesho tamacher b'dovar, the tezvav vav and olam tishim v'akriyan neshevas echad. Matrios are always funny, but, you know. Arei tishim v'echad k'minyan Hashem b'kriyoso, that's aleph dalet u'b'kasivoso. So if you add up 26, new quick, what's aleph dalet nun yud? 5, 55, 65. So 65 and 26 is what? 91. Vaharviki ilu omar Hashem aleph dalet emes. Okay. The yesha kosvu de kolakor. So that's how you have your three words. The yesha kosvu de kolakor kriyashma biyachad yerme kel melech ne'emon Shema Yisrael. And that's how you have your three words. But remember, it's three words without the emes of Hashem Elokeichem emes, saying it once. When you're saying kriyashma, so ani Hashem Elokeichem, that's already 245. Kisholosh tevos eilu mashlimin haminyan shalvei shmem ches v'hu b'mokim omein. So it's not inappropriate to say it there, because it's sort of like saying Amen after Abor Chabam Yisrael Bi'ahava, even though you're davening B'yachidus, you don't answer Amen, but it's not inappropriate to say it there. V'chein ha'agin. V'nirali, v'chein ha'agin to say Kel Melech Ne'amon. V'nirali mikol mokum k'shekori ha'matzibur lo yom ha'kel Melech Ne'amon. That's not the right, that would be, because really it's sort of a hefsek, you know, so just say Amen. Don't say Kel Melech Ne'amon also. Again, just to say Amen, not Kel Melech Ne'amon when you're B'tzibur, and you're getting your 248 from the Hashem Elokeichem Emes of the Shliach Tzibur. And that's the best way. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah of gotten Vav, L'Hashlim, Reish Mem Ches, Kedisha B'Medrash Hanelam. Pasuk habidav amar rifus, a healing to heal sharecha. That's like lud bisarecha for your flesh. The shikui, what's shikui? The most learned, a soothing thing, I think.
No.
What marrow? Most before Shai Tanach say it means marrow. La'atzmol secha. It makes it healthy. It makes it gezunt. Our Torah who refuah laguf laatzamos b'lamazel b'lamabod. Number of the royim of the chemia b'kriyash my reish mem chesteves k'minyan avor shalom b'kher kriyash my ketikuno b'leiva beiva noito teva achas u'misrak beibo b'da rifus tiel l'sharecha b'chulu b'leiva b'kriyash my inshama b'reish mem hei tevels b'chulu my taikante tikna shi shlich tzivu chayzer shalosh tevels u'maninu Hashem alokeichem emes k'day l'hash mem reish mem chesteves al hakol b'chulu. This is from the Medrash Hanela. It's not really so good, the 15 vav. I mean, you do it, but it's not prime. It's not the prime way to get at the 248. Also, Shalosh Tevos to Kriyash Mashashlech Tzibur Chayzer. So if you're not davening the Tzibur, you're really losing out, and you're not getting it back, really. O Yuchal Imanos also Mutash Mamesh Mem Ches Kishor HaTzibur. Ad Kan Lashonu B'Kitzur. This is all the Reish Yosef brings down the Medrash Hanela. Mesayim Shlech Tzibur. Vayachal B'Lachash Mesayim Gan Kein B'Tevas Emes. Because you can't be mafsik between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes. In fact, it's very, very heavy and severe not to be mafsik between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes. Either it's like Be'emtza HaPerek, or even though it's really Be'enachlov, but it's like Be'emtza HaPerek, or it's even more chomer than Be'emtza HaPerek. And there's absolutely no hefsik to be had, like not even, let's say, the NCH Meirabo or anything like that. Avalacha kach enochol zelomer Emes, but then the Yochid doesn't repeat it, even though the V'yatziv is really the Vav of Emes, V'yatziv, and Ochol Mekayom V'yashar. That's really what you're saying. But that the Gemara already says to put Hashem Elokechem Emes, so the ideal would be to have both. Like when you're davening V'yachidus, you would say, Ani Hashem Elokechem Emes, V'yatziv, and Ochol Mekayom V'yashar. But when you're davening Betziva, you can't do that, because a lot of times you have to end up waiting. So, but make sure MS goes with Hashem Elokechem. But then, what do you mean? Doesn't say to do that. Then you'll end up listening to Hashem Elokechem MS in the middle of Kriya Shema. It's not the best way to do that either. Although it's okay for the Evid. I don't know if I should call it for the Evid, but it's maybe not the preferred way of doing it. Okay, Hashem Elokechem Emes. So the Chazan. So now we're going to have the Cheshbon of the 248 exactly. Ubesefer Asorah Mamoros Kosov Sheshliach Tziba Lo Yisayim Belachash Betevas Emes. Kiyim B'Shachoy Zavoyim B'Kol Ram. So he's doing exactly 248. What about us? So, you know, so we're doing 245, and I guess we're not mechaven by the last MS, that's not part of Kriya Shema, really. So it's 245, and then we listen to the Chazan saying 3. The Chazan shouldn't say MS the first time at all, so he's doing like the perfect 248. That's more important. That's a Gemara, a Mishnah. The Emes Hasheni ain't a min aminyan. It's the first one that counts. He's saying 246 words, and really, you're only hearing 2 words from the Chazan. You're really saying 246 words. He's saying now, which is really not the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying.
Isn't he saying that you're hearing 3, but one of his 3 is really not counting for him?
I find it hard to believe that the one that he's not doing Alts the Minyan is being oiler for you for the Minyan. I find that hard to, that's not logical to me. Emes Hasheni ain't a min aminyan, ala birkas emes v'yatzifu. Echos of a prima god, and bagro, kos of shikar kasora mamoros. Now, what do we end up doing? I don't know, like, there's obviously a third way, and that is to say emes both times, and it's the first one that doesn't count. And the second one that does. So, wait.
How do you know the difference? Either way, it's...
The shadow is, what should an individual do? Let's say a person wanted to have in mind this protective covering for of the 248. It sounds like he should have in mind, not by his MS, that's not part of the Cheshbon, and he's listening to the 3 words from the Chazan, and that's equaling 248. But this mashma, a person says 245. That means a person's emes doesn't count. And the shaila is the chazan's emes. That's the shaila in the Mishnah Berurah.
The chazan, when he says it before he repeats the 3 words, he stops.
Lemaisa, if you're not a grow person, he says Hashem Elokechem emes, and then he repeats Hashem Elokechem emes. The grow does not say the first emes. The grown people don't say the first emes. That's what we're learning now. That's Mishnah Berurah.
Why is the
Chazan
repeating Hashem Elokechem Emes, not more of a hefzik? Hefzik. He said we didn't want to make Hashem Elokechem Emes before because it's
going to be a hefzik.
Why is the Chazan repeating Hashem
Elokechem
Emes twice?
The Chazan is what Chazal and the Sakin, how to do it. To be multi everyone. So Chazal and Masakin to do it that way. The Chazal and Masakin to do it that way.
What's the importance of saying Emes? Like if
of saying Emes where, when?
When the person says Shema, what's the importance of ending off? It's like saying. By saying Emes, because if you want to get to 2.
That's a Gemara. That's a Mishnah. That because of the pasuk for Hashem Elokim Emes, it's important not to separate between any Hashem Elokechem and Emes. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, although he doesn't connect it to Kriya Shema, but the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah really says that that pasuk Hashem Elokim Emes is that statement that the Rambam says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only objective existence. Everything else is existence is subjective. Nothing really exists. Everything's like totally the omeid in Ratzon Hashem. The only objective thing that truly, truly can be said to exist is Hashem. And the Rambam says that's reflected in the pasuk Hashem Elokim Emes. So he doesn't mention Kriyat Shema, but the Gemara says that's the pasuk not to be mafsik. When you learn this Rambam, you say, boy, this is a very fitting thing to say in Kriyat Shema, because it's a very powerful, powerful statement about Hashem's existence. So like it really does belong in Kriyat Shema. What do you know? Like, great place to put it.
Okay. The Ramach is not from
the what?
Ramach,
no, it's not from the Gemara. It's a Medrash, yeah. The Chayz of the Yomer, the basis of that is the Medrash that the Mishnah Berurah brought down and said, cut and vav. The Chayz of the Yomer, the Mokash, the Lanakal, Laps, or Ein Moichin, Biyodom, that's Mogan Avram, but I don't know, maybe by some Taman, I mean, you know, Svartish, I mean, I don't know. That's a different religion, right? The first time I davened in Sfaradish HaMinyan, that's what I thought. So I'm in a different religion. That's when it struck me, the power of Minhag. Because all the differences are like purely Minhag. Probably not even one halach in the whole Geschäft. But I'm always felt like I'm in a different religion. So you see, I said, you know, most of the things we do are Minhag. Okay. Like it made such a powerful impression on me, like I'm in a different world. But it was all just minhagim, 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 minhagim. None of these things really, I don't want to say they don't matter, but none of these things are really fundamental things. They're just all different minhagim. Hashem Elokeichem Emes v'lo'yatzor gam kein tevos ani, which some people, that mistake I've heard, that people say ani. Hashem Elokeichem Emes, which really makes things worse. If you don't say ani, because there's always a problem, how do you say here for possible? So if you just say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, it's less of a problem, because it's not muchrich that you're saying part of a pasuk. You're making an independent statement which stands on its own. But if you say ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes, then if you know what the word ani means, you say it better be a pasuk that he's saying, not an independent statement. And then if he's saying a pasuk, you got a problem, because he's saying half a pasuk, which is not really proper. So by saying ani, you're really making things worse. Okay, hagah, what? Yeah, the mistake comes from people think that they want to make a complete statement, and the complete statement is not Hashem Elokeichem Emes, but ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. I'm saying they make things worse, because then it's more clear that they're quoting a pasuk. When you quote a pasuk, you have to quote the whole pasuk, really. Okay, how's it go? Okay. Ein yisum b'dobar, avu l'meinu omes, emes v'chudi, emashliach tzibur. Avu l'meinu omes, emes v'chudi, just the word emes, emashliach tzibur. D'havi kishma shma, that is, nira kishtei v'shuyos. So emes is also nira kishtei v'shuyos. Probably came a Mishaskin also a Mishoha Ben Tayyim. Right, but you shouldn't do it. We don't do it. Tezva Vavin. What do you do by Myriv? If you remember, you're Myriv. There's no Tezva Vavin by Myriv. Uba Arvis Yechavin She'emes Ola B'mokam Gimel She'emes Hanal. Now, you might wonder, well, how are you supposed to do that? That's enormously complicated. I actually had a mind, and I forgot, and now we ran out of time, to take the Mogen Avraham here and go through the Machzor Shekel on the Mogen Avraham, which goes through a very complex system of Kabbalistic Kavanos in order to get the word MS to be Ole B'mokram Gimel Shemos. It has to do with the configuration of the Aleph, which is a Yud, a Vav, and an Aleph. And it's the word Vav, which is Vav, Aleph, Vav, spells Vav, and you add it up, and you multiply, and you subtract, and by the time you finish, you end up with 3 Shemus, 91. And you're supposed to have that in mind, which is like pretty funny. But what should you do by Marv? Make sure you have more than a minion.
Did you cover tests? Whether it's mochin, is it another gear suit yet?
No.
Sif cutting tests. Ain mochin diyodo? Or mochin diyodo?
No, Mr. Bruce is ain mochin diyodo. Your moche in a place where they're noagu, and one guy decides not to do it. But if they don't do it, we're going to run to the same moche biyodan. Yeah, and, I mean, we do it. Yeah. Ain moche, but in a place where the moche is, meaning, then your moche is someone that doesn't. Okay, so the mairiv is really. It's really better to, it's a shtickle not make anyway, because Kel Melech Nemon is better than the Tesvav Bavin. And we say Kel Melech Nemon. But if you want to know what the Mishnah Berurah means, is of cutting your bays, you'll take out a Mogen Avram and a Machzis HaShekel, and that, then you'll know what he means. Or then you'll know that you don't know what it means. Haritishim Ve'echad Kaminyan Amein, Uchaminyan V'chulu. That doesn't mean Uchaminyan V'chulu. Yomag, it means Uchaminyan the three Shemus. Yom Kemal Achnem, when I am going to Avram Ubach, the Minad Kodem Hu. Okay. Yom Omei. That's, if you are davening B'tzibur, don't say Kemal Achnem, because you're saying Omei to the Chazan's Bracha. When we go to come in, little bit of Mizel Linyan and Berach on a Pri, or Shasiyam Bechus Amolchi, the Lord Chal Adayin, with the Tok Chachsiyam Chaveir, also a Bracha Shiyan Afra of Omei, because we said that, Birchus Kriyashma is not a real bracha on Kriyashma, so it's more oiskal to answer Amen. Mashenkin, if there a bracha, like a real bracha and a mitzvah, or bracha and eating, you cannot answer Amen to someone else's bracha. I am prima godim. But we should remember that the Ramah is so same here to answer Amen. If the bracha b'amisol b'yabas, even though the Mishnah Berurah himself recommended not doing it, that was a recommendation of the Mishnah Berurah, even though he ended up bringing down Moshitas that you could. But then at the end, he did like a, you know, okay, so better not. Finish together with the Chazan. But here, the Ramos really says him to do it. And, you know, I gave my speech about being in Eretz Yisrael last, when we learned it then. And Eretz Yisrael, we should go like the Grah. We should, especially when the Ramos agrees. I had a Mishnah Berurah, but you know, Pnei Shmuel, that charter says they're going to do everything like the Mishnah Berurah. I bet you they don't do everything like the Mishnah Berurah. They don't even realize it. We could take down the whole shul. They broke their charter. But their charter says we're going to do everything like the Mishnah Berurah. But I
don't
place
to do anything like the
Berurah. What? Only Zilberman's in the old city. Okay, but it's not in the charter. No, they wanted to write a firm charter. My point is, they wanted to write a firm charter, but I bet you they don't do anything with Mishnah Berurah. Here's a good example. Go in and see how they do Baruch Abba Yisrael B'Ahava. I wouldn't be surprised if they do it Eretz Yisrael way, which is answering on Maine. But the Mishnah Berurah says you should end up saying it together with the Chazan. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. V'chei Noyagin. That's to say on Maine. Yeah, oh, here the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tezayin what we just spoke out, that he said previously that it's better not to answer Amen, but to answer together with the Chazan. Okay, bottom line, 245 without your MS, and for some reason you're not counting that, and you need another three. So if you're B'tzibur, the Chazan is actually B'motzi you. Hashem Elokeichem MS, that's what we do, and that's how we do it. Chazan himself, according to the Grah, doesn't say MS the first time. I don't really understand. I couldn't find a clear explanation. Why is the Chazan worse than every individual who also says MS that time, and it just doesn't count? What?
What,
the people don't say MS?
They say it.
Right? I've been by, they do the minute that they say it also together with the Chazan.
Again, they say it.
Yeah. Which is really, that's funny, that's what the Ramah says to do. Okay. The Iker is Rabosai. We're learning the Sif, and it's very complicated, and there's a lot of Kabbalistic overtones. And the Iker is that they took it seriously, that the words of Kriya Shema are protective of the Ebor. But it's Mitzad the Torah Shema. Right? We've alluded in many places, we've had implications that the Mitzvah Kriya Shema has to do with Talmud Torah, and certainly the Pasuk of Rifa Stil Sharecha, the Shikri Latzmai Sefa, is certainly talking about Divrei Torah. So it's certainly looking at Kriya Shema in this context as Divrei Torah, not as the other aspect of Kriya Shema, which we started off tonight's year with, you know, the ringing declaration of Hashem Echad. But it also has the aspect of Talmud Torah to it.
Okay.